Imagine for a moment that you're out in a small boat and a storm whips up. The wind howls, the storm clouds roll in, the waves toss your boat. What are you going to do? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Those storms happen for many different reasons. Hey, life's unfair. We blunder badly. God's decided for reasons known only to himself that it's time for a storm in your life. Honestly, when you're in that tiny boat on an angry ocean with a fierce storm raging, the reason really doesn't matter. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Our natural instinct is to paddle harder, to call the Coast Guard. And sure, it's not a bad thing to put on your life vest to fire off your emergency beacon. But what if that storm is completely beyond any human capacity to save you? I often turn to King David's Psalms because he weathered so many life and death storms. Here's one of those. Psalm 6, verse 1. Lord, don't punish me. Don't correct me when you're angry. Lord, be kind to me. I'm sick and I'm weak. Heal me, Lord. My bones are shaking. I'm trembling all over. Lord, how long until you heal me? Lord, come back and make me strong again. David was in such a bad way. The reason really doesn't matter, although, right or wrong, he perceived his storm to be as a result of God's anger, God's punishment. And yet still, in the midst of that storm, he made that God his first port of call. Note to self, go to God first, not last. That's his word, fresh for you today. Friend, God is there right in the middle of your storms too. Cry out to him and he will answer you. And if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.